not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.com.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Hurricane Michael is getting stronger. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I think it's going to be pretty bad.
It's just been upgraded to a Category 2 with 100-mile-an-hour sustained winds. Could be a Cat 3 when it hits tomorrow.
Well, I will go by the store today and pick up some water and some food, packed goods, batteries.
She's getting ready in the Florida Panhandle. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean says Michael could dump a foot of rain in parts of that area.
The storm surge could be catastrophic here. 8 to 12-foot storm surge along the Big Bend.
And areas of Alabama and Georgia will also get the hurricane as it moves inland then.
We're going to be dealing with tropical storm force conditions across the Carolinas, areas that were devastated by Hurricane Florence.
Brett Kavanaugh takes his seat on the Supreme Court this morning, ready to hear his first cases.
I was not appointed to serve one party or one interest, but to serve one nation.
Kavanaugh also said at a ceremonial swearing in, he's not bitter about the nasty confirmation fight. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, President Trump watched over the swearing-in at the White House last night and said those who step forward to serve the nation deserve a fair and dignified evaluation.
On behalf of our nation, I want to apologize to Brett and the entire Kavanaugh family for the terrible pain and suffering you have been forced to endure.
The retired Justice Anthony Kennedy administered the oath as Justice Kavanaugh's wife and daughters looked on in the East Room. Dave.
Rachel, Democrats hope their anti-Kavanaugh campaign could help them win back control of Congress. A vigil last night in Amsterdam, New York. More than 1,000 people paying respects for the 20 killed in a limo crash Saturday. The investigation has already found that limousine failed a recent inspection, and the driver, who was among the dead, did not have the right license to drive that limo. Two convicts who broke out of a Kentucky jail Saturday night are back in custody. One was captured after crashing his car during a chase. They had escaped, hiding in trash cans put outside to be picked up. This is Fox News.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
When it's too cold for camping, we go camping. When it's too hot to work, we work. The John Deere Gator XUV 835 comes with game-changing heat and AC and three-wide seating. So it's never too anything for anything. Nothing runs like the strong, and nothing runs like a deer. Visit your John Deere dealer to test drive today. Get $400 off the Gator XUV 835M at participating John Deere dealers now through October 26, 2018. See your dealer for details.
Remember a few weeks ago, Rod Rosenstein reportedly resigned. Then the story was he was going to the White House expecting to be fired. Well, he's still the deputy attorney general and just got a vote of confidence.
President Trump said he has no plans to fire Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general who's been facing an uncertain fate for more than 2 weeks. The president and Rosenstein flew together on Air Force One to attend a police chief's convention in Orlando.
Thank you as well to our deputy attorney general, Rod Rosenstein, for being here. Flew down together. The press wants to know, what did you talk about? But we had a very good talk, I will say.
The president and Rosenstein had been scheduled to meet last week to discuss a New York Times story. They claim Rosenstein discussed secretly recording the president and using the 25th Amendment to remove him from office. Rosenstein, in two separate statements, said the New York Times report is untrue. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
An attack in Afghanistan. A suicide bomber hit the home where a candidate for parliament lived, killing him and seven other people. The Taliban's recently warned candidates they'd be targets if they continue to participate in upcoming elections. On Wall Street, the opening bell could ring in a sell-off this morning. Dow futures down about 150 points. The Bronx Bombers got bombed, blown out by Boston. The Red Sox won 16-1 in New York, the Yankees' worst postseason loss ever, giving the Sox a 2-1 series lead. The Houston Astros completed a sweep of Cleveland to advance to the American League Championship Series. Manager A.J. Hinch.
We're the reigning world champs, and we really have a good ability to show up for the day. So Proud of our guys.
The Los Angeles Dodgers also advanced in the National League, eliminating the Atlanta Braves. On Monday Night Football, Drew Brees set the NFL record for career passing yards, eclipsing Peyton Manning, leading the New Orleans Saints past the Washington Redskins 43-19. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Anybody see that? When Drew Brees broke the record in the first half, his family was down there. He had four little kids. I will tell you what Drew Brees told his kids.
Nice.
Good morning. News brought to you by ABC Heating and Air. It's as easy as ABC to always be comfortable. Depend on their skilled, licensed, and experienced technicians at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning to help you with your residential and commercial needs. ABCHeatingandAC.com or 352-5400.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Authorities say two shootings that happened Sunday evening could be connected. No one was hurt when shots were fired in the 1200 block of Eads in Urbana. Witnesses said multiple sedans pulled up, people inside fired gunshots, and then took off. Investigators think that could be tied to a shooting in the 1600 block of Sheffield in Champaign. The Urbana City Council on Monday approved a contract with the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Local 1331. The News Gazette says the agreement includes hourly rate increases, uniform allowances, and other items for city workers. Former Congressman Aaron Schock's public corruption trial has been set. It'll take place starting in June in federal court in Chicago. The case was originally assigned to a judge in central Illinois, but a judge recused himself after being removed from a different case over having improper communication with prosecutors. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
It's starting to feel like fall in Central Illinois. Football has started. Temps from day to day are getting cooler, and now is a good time to have your furnace inspected with ABC Heating and Air. Call 352-5400. They serve Champaign, Urbana, and surrounding communities and are proud to support our local high school football teams this fall. ABCHeatingandAC.com or call 352-5400. That's
352-5400. Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent. Don't forget about that Thanksgiving Day arrangement 2 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
No, not 2 weeks.
2 weeks and a month away.
Well, okay.
Got to get through Halloween first.
Exactly.
What month are we in? BlossomBasket.com or 367 Rose, BlossomBasket.com.
Yeah, it's October 9th. Today's high 86, down to 68. I know Mike and I talked about let's get some yard work done because it's going to get cooler. The wet conditions expected tomorrow with a high 78, 80% chance of rain, down to around 45 in the evening. Sunshine and a high 57 on Thursday, 58 on Friday, 60 on Saturday for the Illini-Purdue game for homecoming. Right now the temperature's at 70. ESPN 93.5.
Good to have you listening here on this Tuesday morning, but we're in October. I was vaulting ahead to Thanksgiving, which is only 6 weeks away. It's early this year. I think it's the 22nd. So Thanksgiving, kind of early. That gives us more shopping days. I mean, we are 80-some days away from the new year, so it's just another fast year. Hope it's been a good year. Going to be a great finish here. It's October the 9th. I'm Stevie J. Good to have you listening. Very happy to welcome back to our show former Navy veteran, current defense policy expert, former George W. Bush appointee, Don Bramer. Don, how are you?
Hey, Stevie. It's great to be back.
Good to have you back. Would you please tell all your Democratic friends to please keep talking about impeaching Justice Kavanaugh and President Trump? Just keep, please, every day, Don, I want to hear it.
You know, the sad thing is I don't have many anymore. They've all unfollowed me.
Well, Don, John Kennedy would be a Republican today. The thing has gone so far, you cannot circle around and lasso the centrist if there is any Democrats left in the middle. And Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, they're just dragging everything left too far left. They're not going to get mainstream wins with that far of a left of an. I mean, look at the Senate Judiciary Democrats saying you must presume guilt. What's going on?
Oh, you know, I was telling somebody, you know, my office is two blocks from the Capitol, and every day last week when I would drive to work, literally had to drive through the middle of that, and would, no pun intended, but you know, the crazies were on the left and the pro-Kavanaugh folks were on the right. And then just the vileness that was coming, you know, I was expecting a rock at any moment just come flying through my windshield. I mean, these people were insane.
Well, you shouldn't have worn your Make America Great Again hat. That's not a good idea.
It's just life.
All right, we got Justice Kavanaugh sworn in last night, so he'll be hearing arguments today. He made a point to thank his girls' teachers for allowing them to go to day one of the Supreme Court and watch a couple of arguments. Where do we go from here, Don Bramer? Is there ever going to be a 96-4 vote on the Supreme Court ever again? And is it the left's strategy to delegitimize this court now?
Well, they're just going to keep attacking this, especially going up to November, because anything, you know, they've never accepted the president as their president. They'll probably never accept this judge as an associate, because they don't know how to lose. And they need to the fact that, you know, you just when you know, somewhere along the way as Americans, we forgot how to lose and to fail. And that's the biggest lesson in success. You know, one thing that this did, this energized voters on both sides. So the test is which side did it energize more. I think it's going to energize the Republicans more, because you can look at the polls that have come out, and I don't give polls much credit, but the states that had the larger gaps have now really gotten tight. And where this is going to happen, I think the Republicans, they're just mad. And that same kind of, you know, upset tone that they felt in 2018, they feel it again. So, you know, in a lot of ways, I got to say, thanks, Dems, because you're going to really make people get out there and go to the polls.
Well, you know, we'll see. I've never bought into the blue wave. I think it's wishful thinking, wishful reporting. I don't think there's a blue wave out there. Might be wrong. But I this whole process, I think the part that bothered me the most was accusation has to be true. You have to prove your innocence. That was so backwards for me.
Yeah, it goes against everything. You know, I always thought that, you know, we were innocent until proven guilty. But, you know, this poor guy, I mean, first, I don't think that, you know, I feel just as bad for Christine Ford. You know, the Dems completely used her. They exploited her. And as soon as the vote was over, they were done with her. And you know, that just goes against decency. They use that woman, you know, whether she, you know, felt she was doing the right thing or not. You know, she shouldn't have been treated that way, and nor should he and his family, because it's, you know, left, right, blue, red. What happened is just decency. And you know, you talked about how nice the little girl's teacher was letting them go. What about the teacher that we just saw in Michigan or Minnesota who actually tweeted, who's going to take one for the team and kill Kavanaugh?
What? I didn't see.
Yeah, this morning tweet came out, and she's already been suspended. Rightfully, she should be fired and arrested. But she tweeted, that was a tweet she put out this morning. And what kind of teacher, someone who's supposed to guide young minds and be a leader to the community, tweets that?
I had not heard that, Don. I mean, obviously that's a Secret Service issue, isn't it? It's a threat against somebody on the Supreme Court. I mean, it also pushes across the message, never push send when you're emotional. Man, that is unbelievable.
I mean, yeah, it saddens me, just, you know, where you've got people, the young lady who was screaming at Senator Flake in the elevator, she gets a six-figure salary.
Yeah.
To protest.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
No, it's a good gig. Good gig. I didn't know it was six figures, but I know it's a George Soros-inspired group. Okay, well, I guess the way forward is the one foot in front of the other. We'll see what happens, but I'd be very disappointed if our country rewarded the behavior that we saw on the judiciary, and we'll see. If Nancy Pelosi gets hired again, as Mike Ditka said Friday on our show, God bless you. Whatever you want to do, I can't imagine it, but it might, maybe. I don't feel that. I actually think that the Republicans will gain because of the way this feels. I mean, there's so many positive things going on, and sometimes Donald Trump gets in his own way with some of the tweets, I think, with the news cycles. I know they go after everything, but he does do things that are unnecessary, in my opinion, from the standpoint of news cycle. But there are a lot of positives with the jobs and the economy, and of course, the people that elected Donald Trump for this Supreme Court nominee. I don't think they expected 2 in 2 years. It's going to be fascinating to watch this thing. But and the problem, too, Don, is how do you talk to somebody so far on the left? They're just on a different reality plane than we are.
There is no talking to them because, you know, they just won't listen. You know, you'll laugh at this, but he's had 2 in 2 years. What are we going to do next year when he gets his third?
Well, now listen, put on your hard hat. It needs to be a conservative African-American woman. That's who it needs to be.
Well, you know, Kavanaugh wasn't my first choice. You know, there's the young judge from Kentucky, from Indian descent. I thought he would have been great, and he would have, being an immigrant, would have really taken the wind out of the Democrat sail. So there's a lot of great judges out there. All I can say is, you know, get your popcorn out because that will be one heck of a fight.
Oh, boy. Don Bramer, how do people connect with you?
At Donald R. Bramer on Twitter. As I tell everyone, remember, Republicans do not vote, elect Democrats. So get out there and vote, people.
Former Navy veteran, current defense policy expert Don Bramer in Washington. Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.
All right, Nighthawk. To talk to you later, guys.
716 ESPN 93.5. We check our morning sports. Diane Ducey has that at 16 after the hour.
Well, maybe I'll start with NFL action. Do we have a soundbite from Drew Brees?
Nope.
Oh. Okay, what he said.
I've got that.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what he said, which is stunning. But go into the sports, and I'll give you the quote.
All right. Well, New Orleans beat the Washington Redskins 43-19 yesterday. So Drew Brees, at the age of 39, is the all-time leading passer. Looks like 71,940 yards to date. Wow, that's
great. It should be over 72,000 this morning because he got all those. That was going into it, I think.
Oh, okay.
Passed Brett Favre, then passed Peyton Manning, and he did it before halftime.
That's right. And, you know, Peyton Manning is phenomenal, so that's pretty cool.
Yep.
It was 26-29 for 363 yards yesterday in that win. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, also learning, Bears fans, torn pectoral muscle has Sam Acho on the injured reserve list. So, Bears fans are wondering what the maneuvers are going to be. Illinois for homecoming will take on Purdue, 2:30. We are 1-1 in the Big Ten. That feels good. Haven't had a Big Ten win since 2016. We are 3-2 overall. And congratulations, Illinois Golf, winning in South Bend, Indiana at 4-under in that tournament. On to baseball, where we had L.A. Dodgers now facing the Milwaukee Brewers after beating the Atlanta Braves 6-2 yesterday and winning that series 3-1. It was a sweep for Houston over Cleveland. 11-3 was the final yesterday, so they got their 3 games in to move on. And we had the Boston Red Sox pounding the New York Yankees 16-1. They've got a game at 7 o'clock tonight.
Worst loss in the playoffs ever for the New York Yankees. Wow.
So the winner will get the Astros. So the playoffs continue.
Yep.
Also in baseball news, Chicago White Sox outfielder Avisel Garcia, at the age of 27, had that right knee surgery recently. He went from .330 batting average in his All-Star season 2017 to .236 in his 93 games last season.
All right, locally, Justin McCoy, Champaign Central boys golfer, gets a path to state. And the STM girls golf team goes as a team. Alan Dodds, their coach, will join me in just a moment. Congratulations, Elena Bowie, and the team for making it and winning their sectional.
Sounds good.
Drew Brees last night was mic'd up. I don't know how they do
it.
Here he is. This is the play. That's amazing. Mic it up. Does somebody go through it and say, okay, we can do this, we can't use that? I don't think he swears, but it's just fun to listen. This is Drew Brees on the play. He broke the record. Throws it. He raises his arm. He hugs a big lineman.
I love you, bro.
Love you, man. Love you, man. They're all jumping up and down. Here.
How about that, huh?
Hey, boys. He's hugging his 3 sons. His little daughter being held by his wife. He says, how about that, boys? Then he says,
how about that? Hey, I love you guys so much. Hey, you can accomplish anything in life you're willing to work for, right?
You can accomplish anything in your life you're willing to work for. He has a lesson for his kids at this moment.
That's awesome.
Quick forecast.
We've got a high of 86 today, 68 our low tonight. Just a slight chance of showers very late. And coming into Wednesday, an 80% chance of rain. High 78, low 45. Sunny by Thursday with a high 57, low 37. Right now, the temperature's at 70. ESPN 93.5.
You can accomplish anything in your life you're willing to work for. He tells a lesson to his sons at that moment. That's pretty cool. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. Drew Brees, what a man.
From the Fox Business Network, small business owners are a little less optimistic about the economy. In the latest reading from the National Federation of Independent Business, its Small Business Optimism Index slipped slightly in September, though the reading is still at a high level. Those surveyed say business is booming and prospects continue to look bright. Investors are expressing interest in buying the Papa John's pizza chain. Trian Fund Management is said to be looking at the company and considering a takeover bid. Trian is part owner of Wendy's. The company that makes Bird's Eye, Mrs. Paul's, and Duncan Hines brands, Pinnacle Foods, is predicting a mixed quarter. Sales are expected to slip, though its Bird's Eye frozen foods business is still strong. ConAgra is in the process of buying Pinnacle. The Dow added 39 yesterday. NASDAQ dropped 52. S&P down a point. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Need to ship something? Go to My Office Plus LLC and ship anything from just one place. Then any USPS, UPS, FedEx, and DHL parcels across America or across the world. You can do it all. Copy, fax, email, scan, laminate. Need something notarized? No problem. Buy your office supplies or greeting cards. You can even have your own mailbox. My Office Plus LLC at 1808 South Philo Road in Urbana. Check them out today.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
A great time of year. Very much involved in high school golf, of course, with all the kids. Alan Dodds is the golf coach for the girls' team at STM, High School St. Thomas More, has made it to state. Has to be all the coaching. You take over for Pat Hederman. And Alan, just, wow, you're going to state. Way to go, bud. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. We are really excited. Yesterday we had a few trying times during the round, but came through in the end, and our number one player was just fantastic.
Elena Bowie, how good is she?
She is really good. You and I have played this game long enough to know how maddening it can be at times, and she had a couple errant shots on the front nine, shot 39, which is still very good, but not as maybe quite as good as she would like. And on the back nine, she shot 33 and
what?
Just blew away the competition.
What?
33.
A 33? Okay. Is she high D1, Alan, do you think?
Well, she's just a junior, and so those are some things that her family and perhaps I will kind of look at a little more here after the season's over. Right now, just focused on this weekend.
That's a boy. That's what you do. Good job. Well, listen, that's exciting. What are your chances to bring another state title to STM? What do you think?
Well, our score yesterday was tied for fourth best in the whole state in Class A. There are two or three teams down in Southern Illinois that are really, really good. And so, you know, it would be a stretch for us to get a trophy, but if we kind of put it all together and everybody plays well, it's certainly possible.
And where's the state held for the girls 1A?
1A is at Red Tail on the south side of Decatur.
Okay, we're familiar with that. Here's the irony, Alan. Of course, your son Benjamin and my son Nathaniel were on the same team, and in the News Gazette this morning, there's a flashback and there's a picture of Ryan Murphy and Clark Schmidt reminiscing about the first state championship for the high school St. Thomas Moore, which was boys golf, and it happened 10 years ago, and there's reminiscing on that title run, which Benjamin and Nathaniel were part of, so pretty fun.
I thought the same thing, Steve, and there's some parallels between that team and our team. That team had Ryan Murphy, who's just an elite player, and we have an elite player in mm-hmm. Elena. Mm-hmm. And then players 2 through 6 on that team were also very good players. Really, all five of those guys were capable of shooting in the high 70s.
Yeah.
Our 2 through 6 players are capable, well, all of them have shot in the 80s, which in girls high school golf is really good.
Really good. Hey, listen, we'll be tracking you. Good work. Way to go, Alan. Pleasure. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
You betcha. Alan Dodds, he heads the girls' golf program. Pat Hedeman did for many years. And Alan took over. This is his first year. And Elena Bowie and the STM girls going to state as a team. Only one around the Champaign County area. Justin McCoy is the lone representative for 2A boys. Congratulations, Justin. He's a really good player. So good luck. It's awesome. It's so fun. Fall golf is so fun. And you're going, wait, it's way too warm. We've been out there in parkas and driving sleet and all these other things. Well, it's going to get colder for the weekend for the state tournament over there in Bloomington and, in their case, Red Tail over in Decatur. Temperature is dropping, what, Thursday night to Friday? Is that
what? Yeah. High 57 on Thursday.
Ooh.
And down to, like, 40 at night.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, that's going to be state golf.
Mm-hmm.
There have been tournaments there over at the state where we had to wait because there was frost on the green, that kind of cold.
Wow.
So stocking caps and everything else, we've been out there during all of that. All right, it is 7:26. What's going on with the hurricane? It really popped up and is moving quickly toward the panhandle.
Mm-hmm. That's Hurricane Michael. It looks like the Category 1 right now with the 90-mile-an-hour winds, but could bump up to Category 3.
Yeah. Well, we're just, fatigue. I mean, it just beats up people and property and dangerous, all these things. Evan Brown is our kind of hurricane guy, and he's standing by in Miami to give us the very latest on tracking on Hurricane Michael. We'll touch base with him coming up here in just a few moments.
At some point this morning, OJ's tickets. They are coming to the Virginia Theater, and we'll have a chance for you to win a pair right here on ESPN 93.5.
All right, the OJ's coming to the Virginia. That's Friday? Saturday.
Yeah,
Saturday?
Yeah.
Saturday.
13th? I'll look that up.
I think it's the 13th. I think it's 13th. So you got State Farm tomorrow night with the Doobies. Gave
That's
all those
right.
tickets away. Then Saturday night OJ's, which is legendary 50-year band.
Uh-huh.
Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com. Ben Quattrone standing by. You want to go in and check out that BMW showroom? I say you can eat off the floor. I mean it. I mean, the three-second rule.
Right.
It's just clean. And it's beautiful. And some of the Beamers are like, whoa. You ever test driven a? Yeah, I know you have. They're different machines.
Yeah, they are.
Really nice.
Really feels good.
And check
good.
Out some of the lease numbers because, you can you might be surprised at how affordable it is based on what you're doing now. Also, go to the Honda side and pick one because there's like 6-7 different models. And I think the Civic's amazing with Apple Play. Get in under $20,000 for a brand-new car. Now, Honda BMW is an award-winning dealership. Honda President's Award winner. Go say hey to Ben Quattrone or Craig on the Honda side, Ken on the BMW side. DriveChampaign.com. DriveChampaign.com.
The OJs are Saturday the 13th. Now, on Thursday night, Lyle Lovett's in town, Robert Earl Keene, so that'll be a good show, too, on Thursday the 11th.
You're just the entertainment capital.
Good stuff happening at the Virginia.
All right, Drew Brees one more time with his kids. This is mic'd up. This is after he set the record most yards ever from a quarterback. He's kind of tearing up.
Come on, Dad, Hey, I love you guys so much. Hey, you're going to accomplish anything in life you're willing to work for, right? I love you, boys. Love you.
He starts kind of tearing up. Just great.
That's awesome.
His wife, and I think those four kids have to be 8, 6, 4, 2 kind of. I mean, they're really young kids. Pretty cool to see that moment on Monday Night Football.
You can accomplish anything as long as you work for it.
You can accomplish anything in life as long as you're willing to work for it, right? And it was awesome. 7:29. Fox News, local news next, ESPN 93.5.
Your days are busy. It's hard to find time to plan your dream retirement or ensure you're doing enough to save for tomorrow's needs. With over 145 years of strength and service in our communities, Busey is the ideal partner to ensure your dreams become reality. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Inc. It's fall, and it's a special time to buy a Trane heating and cooling system for your home from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering discounts up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying Trane systems. That's $1,000 off or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at LandsInc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Troy Lands. You can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands or visit Trane.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions.
There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Every cut of beef, brisket, turkey breast, pork loin, and chicken are carefully selected and rubbed with a signature spice blend, infused with Hickory Smoke for juicy, award-winning flavor, and served up right here in Central Illinois for over 20 years. So come on in for a taste as big as Texas. Dine in, take it home, or serve it up to the entire gang. In Decatur, Springfield, Urbana, and Peoria.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Mass evacuations underway in parts of the Florida Panhandle as Hurricane Michael, now a Category 2, churns closer.
The Florida Panhandle hasn't seen a storm like this in over a decade, so people need to be listening to their local officials.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean.
We are going to see a landfall of this hurricane, probably a major hurricane tomorrow, but we're expecting a strengthening storm as it makes landfall. The right side of the storm is going to bring the worst of the storm surge, the worst of the winds.
It's the first day on the bench of the U.S. Supreme Court for Justice Brett Kavanaugh after his ceremonial swearing in at the White House last night, during which the president lashed out at those who fought his confirmation.
Those who step forward to serve our country deserve a fair and dignified evaluation.
The High Court is hearing 2 hours of arguments today, beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern. This is Fox News.
Check our local news. Jamie Monticelli brings us our local news this morning, being brought to you by Classic Plumbing. They are affordable. They're honest, professional, 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook online. It's ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The University of Illinois is set to offer a class on President Trump's use of Twitter and his attacks on the media. The class is called Trumpaganda, the War on Facts, Press, and Democracy. It'll be an upper-level journalism course in the College of Media. The Daily Illini says students of all majors are encouraged to sign up for the class. It'll discuss how the president's use of social media has affected society and politics. A new report says young people are turning more to personal loans. Lending Point, an online lender, tells USA Today personal loans have become the fastest growing consumer debt, and those borrowers are getting younger. Lending Point says the share of personal loan borrowers between the ages of 18 and 35 has doubled since 2015. They now make up nearly a quarter of all people who owe money, up from 12% in 2015. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Well, you're going to have the flu season coming up. A whole lot of stuff happens because people touch the same things. Go check with CMI, Chemical Maintenance, Inc., locally owned and operated, Betsy and Brad Parks. They have that stuff that you spray that is kind of technologically incredible.
It zaps it.
Well, it does. It's electrostatic sprayers, and it's easy. I could spray the radio studio. Should probably do that. They enable a quick and effective application. Fully charged droplets hit the surface. They create an even spread. Why not? It's not that expensive. And then you could flu prevention you or whatever. CMI, call them. 359-6262, CMIClean.com. I worked for them for three whole hours.
Yes, you did.
I'm a hardworking man. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Partly sunny with a high 86, 68 our low tonight. Yard work, get the fall display going, and be done with it, because this could be the last of the warmth. We've got a high 78 tomorrow with an 80% chance of rain. 57 the high Thursday, down to 37 in the evening. 58 the high on Friday, down to around 40. 60 the high on Saturday. So here we come with the fall conditions. And, you know, we expect that once we get into the double digits of October. Now the temperature's at 71. ESPN 93.5.
All right, Drew Brees again breaks the NFL record last night. Most yardage from a quarterback ever. He broke Peyton Manning's record. Peyton Manning is quite the TV personality. Here's what he tweeted.
FYI, Drew Brees just broke your record.
Which one?
All-time passing yards.
Passing yards? Oh, okay. So I still have the touchdown record.
All right, so he's chopping onions or tomatoes or something in this tweet. Peyton Manning responding to Drew Brees breaking his record.
You're right.
He's actually on pace to break that, too.
What? Great. Drew, for 1,000 days, I've held the record for all-time passing yards in the NFL. And I got to tell you, it's been the greatest 1,000 days of my life. And thanks to you, that's over now, and you've ruined that for me. So thank you very much. I have nothing left to look forward to except slicing my tomatoes, making dinner for my family, putting together this wedge salad. Also, let this serve as the congratulations for the touchdown record, because as you can see, I'm very busy. I don't have time to keep doing these videos for you, congratulating you. But in all seriousness, Drew, congratulations on this record. You've done it the right way. All your hard work and dedication have paid off. You and I have come a long way since this picture back in 2000 when you were in college and I was in my third year in the NFL. So way to go. Proud of you. Good luck the rest of the way.
How about Peyton Manning? Pretty good. All right, let's check about this Michael, Hurricane Michael, our ace reporter in Miami. Evan Brown with his hard hat on again. So where's this going to hit, buddy?
Not in Miami, but in the Florida Panhandle, places like Apalachicola, Panama City, Tallahassee are really in for a pretty bad couple of days, I'm afraid. Mm. Michael is a Category 1. I think it's still Category 1, but it is predicted to ramp up pretty quickly today. Mm. And become a major hurricane by the time that it hits land. What does that really mean? Well, categories deal with wind speed, so we will see some pretty bad winds along the Florida Panhandle. But the worst part that they will deal with is storm surge and rain flooding. Storm surge is predicted to be upwards of 12 feet, which is a lot. There's been a specific problem Florida's coastlines have been having throughout the summer and into the autumn, something called red tide, which is a an algae bloom. It's kind of gross. It smells bad. It has certain toxins in it. It kills fish. It can make people sick. And it's been surrounding the Florida coastline, even onto the Atlantic side, which is very odd for red tide. But this storm surge will be pushing red tide either around the coast or maybe even inland. Depending on how that storm surge works out. So there are some significant problems that will come from this. And then to add insult to injury, the storm will move pretty quickly over the Panhandle into Georgia and then right up to the Carolinas, dumping water again on the same places that got waterlogged with Florence just last month. The good news, if there is any, is that the storm will move quickly. It has a very fast forward motion, so it's not going to linger anywhere the way Florence did. But I'm not sure how much of a consolation that really is.
Okay, is this one we're evacuating? Are they evacuating the coast at all for this?
There should be and will be some evacuations along Florida's coastline for sure. If they are in low-lying areas, 12 feet of storm surge is going to overtake them. That's you don't want to be in that. So we would expect some evacuations to really start today.
the interesting thing about North Florida and the panhandle, as opposed to the peninsula of Florida, is that the panhandle actually has high ground. It really is the very bottom footholds of the Appalachian Mountains. So the further north you go, the higher elevation you really get. Which is good when you're trying to get away from storm surge, as opposed to the Florida Peninsula, where it really never gets that high above sea level.
Well, okay, you don't know your assignment yet. Are they going to put you in Tuscaloosa or something, or are you going to stay in Miami?
We're going to stay this one in Miami, I think.
Good. You spent a long time in North Carolina, my friend. I'm glad you're home. All right, keep up your fine reporting, Mr. Hurricane. We thank you.
Yes, sir.
Evan Brown, live in Miami, tracking Hurricane Michael. It's a one, but could intensify, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. That's this month. We observe National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Somebody hijacked Janet in Facebook, Amazon. I mean, it's just weird. You go into her Amazon account, it, like, has somebody from Romania in the email. I mean, they switched out her email. So this is a real everyday thing where you really need to check your bank accounts, you need to check your credit cards, because this is a full-time profession for millions around the world to take your stuff. That's pretty much it. According to the Bureau of Justice stats, 17.6 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. Two-thirds of identity theft victims reported direct financial loss as a result. What dangers do consumers face? Social engineering, thieves will email, call, text, pretending to be somebody else, maybe your bank, request personal info. You say, well, nobody. Yeah, they do. Yep. They get people to give them Social Security numbers.
That's right.
Even bank accounts. How do you protect that? Password Protect. I'm starting to get into better passwords now. 1234 isn't any good. 1234 is a really bad
idea.
It's
easy to remember.
I don't know. BC wants you to be informed of any security issues. Check out Information Security Center. Go to BC.com and stay informed. BC, your dream, our promise, member FDIC. Dr. Todd Likens is coming up.
Oh, that's right. If you have a pet question for one of your furry friends, make sure you text it in to 359-2255.
Yeah, and you're welcome to text us on anything if you've got that. I haven't mentioned that this morning, but you're always welcome. Mm-hmm. 359-2255, 359-2255. Call or text, same number. Always welcome. Always happy to hear what you think. We read them all. And we'll read them all on the air, but we read them all.
Exactly.
Sometimes a few too many to get all on the air, but we'd love to hear from you. 359-2255. Okay, coming to Virginia Theater, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Kind of the OJs, man. This is a 50-year legendary band. Oh, yeah. From the Forever Disco disc here. Is used to be my girl. 359-2255. The girl's got plenty good loving. You win two tickets to the OJ Saturday Night Virginia Theater. And I'll tell you so. Used to be my girl. You can call the number. What do you think? What number?
Oh. Let's go with 20.
Number 20. Text in OJ. Just OJ. Not Simpson, but this
or
is...
Or okay, OK. Like
OK is fine. OJAY is the OJs.
That's right.
Here we go. 20th text. Good luck. ESPN 93.5.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Valvoline Daily Protection Conventional or Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for $25.99. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Game Game Day Spirit and the College of Engineering at the University of Illinois are proud to offer you new apparel on GameDaySpirit.com. You can shop from a variety of styles in dress apparel and casual apparel, not available anywhere else, and have it shipped directly to you. Throw on a polo or dress shirt or a t-shirt and hat next time you head out and represent your school colors and now your major. Again, these items are only available at GameDaySpirit.com, so get your gear at Game Day and go Illini.
You know, we're going to do trick-or-treating with the Stars. Big deal with the U of I women's basketball team and the U of I Credit Union. That's coming back October 21. That's only a week from Sunday. This is homecoming week at the University of Illinois already. It's October 9 this morning. Football game with Purdue 2:30 on Saturday. Then a week from Sunday, October 21, join us from 3 to 5 for a very fun, interactive indoor trick-or-treating event at the Ebbin Basketball Complex, corner of 4th and St. Mary's in Champaign. Hopefully Miss Illinois will be there. By the way, if you want Grace to appear anywhere, speak anywhere, that's what they're doing right now. They're doing her schedule. You would go to missillinois.org, and there's a request an appearance, and she's got somebody that does all that and kind of lines it all up. But if you'd love Grace to come to your school or your group or whatever, a great time now to kind of put that request in and request a date. Grace would love to speak to whatever you have. She's just loving being out there. Admission is free for the trick-or-treating with the Stars. Again, a week from Sunday, 3 to 5, Ubbin Basketball Complex with the U of I women's basketball team. Mm-hmm. We have Linda. Hi.
Hey, Stevie.
How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Do you like the OJs?
Well, I think I'm going to like them. I know some of their songs.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. We're talking a long time ago, man. They had a lot of big hits in the 60s, 70s. They were all over the radio. Anyway, you win two tickets, Linda.
Well, thank you very much, and congratulations to you and your daughter.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. And you enjoy these seats.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
The OJ.
Come on.
Winning tickets on ESPN 93.5.
What you say now?
This is like a 32-second ramp here.
You remember that?
I do.
OJ's Backstabbers. I had a way better afro than these guys.
Okay.
Mine was way better.
What they do?
Come on.
They smile in your face. All the time they want to take your place. The Backstabbers. Backstabbers. They smile in your face.
They had a lot of hits.
All the time they want to take your place. The Backstabbers.
I used to have African-American girls grab my afro at the county fair. That's how good it was. Oh, yeah. Best ever.
DJ'd at the Poison Apple, you know, it's good to have that. Did you put the comb in, too?
No, I didn't have really.
When you had your albums under your arm.
You know, I didn't really have the big afro when I was 19. It shrunk as I got older.
I see.
To virtually nothing now. Anyway, Virginia Theater tickets available.
They do.
It doesn't happen very often that a R&B legendary group comes to Champaign. OJs will be here Saturday night, Virginia Theater box office for tickets. Okay, let's jump to our morning sports, and we got Dr. Todd. We'll do the pet pro. You have a pet question? 359-2255. Checks those in. Let's check sports headlines.
Manny Machado homers. L.A. Dodgers over the Atlanta Braves 6-2 to win that series 3-1. Now they'll face the Milwaukee Brewers. On the National League side, over on the American League side, wow, Boston Red Sox over the New York Yankees 16-1. So both Sox are leading 2-1, and the winner gets the Astros. They've got a game tonight, though. Houston beat Cleveland 11-3 to sweep that series. So that's what we're happening in MLB action. On to the NFL. New Orleans over Washington, 43-19. But the bigger story was Drew Brees at the age of 39 and his 363 yards, pushing past Peyton Manning's all-time leading passer record, 72,103.
He's a good man. He's great for New Orleans. I think he owns a number of Jimmy John's, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's a franchisee.
So.
He owns some of the Jimmy John's franchises. And, of course, he attended Purdue. He was at West Lafayette. Olivier over there at, what was the name of that pizza place? Drew always went to this pizza place that we found over there in West Lafayette. It's fantastic pizza.
Okay.
And Bruce Weber told me to go to. But yeah, Drew's just down to earth. Great guy. They love him. He's got a beautiful wife, four beautiful young children. He's a good man, and he happens to be the most prolific passer in 100 years of the NFL. Unbelievable.
They threw a red flag on excessive celebration during all of that.
You almost want to tell the NFL, oh, chill out.
Yeah, really.
They stopped everything. The Hall of Fame guy came up with his white gloves. He shook his hand and said, thank you for what you've meant to the game. We will take care of this football forever.
Right.
It'll be in the Canton Pro Football Hall of Fame, the ball that broke the record. And it could be a bit. Peyton Manning held it for 1,000 days. I don't know who's coming up. I have to see the list, but it might be a little while before anybody breaks those numbers.
So speaking of Purdue, that's who we face at 2:30 for homecoming. We are 1-1 and 3-2 overall, 1-1 in the Big Ten. It's pretty cool that El Toro has given us a taco bar and margaritas for 10. So sign up to win that grand prize that we're handing out on Thursday, October 11th here on ESPN 93.5.
You go to ESPNCU.
Yeah.
Okay, ESPNCU.com. You can just fill out the form, and you might win that from Victor and El Toro. Tailgate taco bar margaritas for 10. Tacos, rice, beans, salsa, margaritas. Why not? Enter if you're planning to eat before Illinois Purdue. Have your own little tailgate. We'll supply the food, but you got to register and get that done because we're announcing that on Thursday.
Illinois volleyball remains at number 7 in the latest poll. Minnesota at number 3 is who we face on Friday. Go Illini!
Yeah. This is the Whispers. How'd that get to the... Wait a minute, where's my OJ?
It just went...
Wait, I'm doing my OJ's
from
album.
OJ's into the Whispers. They do a like search when you do that. And
what's Forever Mine? Love Train was a good one, right?
Love Train and For the Love of Money.
Oh, there we go.
It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. OJ's kind of getting into Saturday night. Gonna sound that good? Come on, it can't sound that good. The 70, huh? Oh, I bet they will. I bet they sound great. I used to play all these records, man. All right, do you have any questions for our pet pro? You can text in or call 359-2255. Don't you know that? And we will take care of that for you if you just want to. Give us a text or call. And let this train keep on. Can't get away from the song. We gotta do one more bridge. Come on. Maybe I could go to Dallas and Company and get my old afro back and then show up at the show. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. Good idea. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we love talking to Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro. He's at Madison Kirby next to the police station in Mahomet. They have the best snow angels. These are white goldens. They are so smart. And very, very, very happy to welcome Dr. Todd back to the program. You've welcomed three brand new little puppies from Glimmer. How precious is that?
Yes, it was a... of course, you followed the snow angel tradition and had her puppies in the middle of the night, so... I'm a little sleep deprived, but wife is good because they're cuties.
Okay, so you'll do this 24/7, and then you get three more puppies pregnant. You could have another 10, 15, 20 puppies coming, huh?
By next time we talk, the next dog X-ray shows potentially 6 and potentially 10. So
what?
By the time we talk next, my house is going to be crazy.
10? Say what?
And everybody knows her, too. That's Miss Sparkle, the one that always jumps up on the gate. I say she does a laying on of the paw as she greets people.
She is such a precious. She wants to be at my house so bad. Anyway, Dr. Todd, how do I know that the nails are too long on the doggy?
Good question. Okay, if your dog's toenails are touching the ground, they're too long. And when they start to bend... They're causing pain, and so if you look at your dog's nails and it's touching the ground and bending, that's putting it's like walking on the side of your foot, so it's causing that kind of pain. That definitely tells you you need to get them trimmed up.
Okay, what if there's scratch, 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 itch, bite, bite, bite? What do I got going on?
Oh, it's that time of year where I see that 100 times a day right now.
Oh,
so if you look at your dog. and they've got redness to their skin. I kind of flip hair coats and look. Then there's some allergic stuff probably going on. When you need to see a vet is when the itching is causing hair loss or scabs. But above all else, make sure at this time of year you got your flea control going because fleas are at their worst right now.
Oh, boy.
And fleas complicate everything.
Yeah.
And
but
so
you take a pill for that now,
allergy,
right?
On top of allergies, it's bad. Yeah, there's pills, there's the topicals, all sorts of different ways you can do it. You know, the old straight flea bath is kind of obsolete anymore.
Yeah, that's nice.
Well, and we got a text in from Anna about bumps on the dog. And I tell you what, the medicated bath, even adding sulfur, does that work, Dr. Todd?
Yes, it does on certain situations. I mean, there's hundreds of shampoos anymore kind of need. Bumps, I'm not quite sure what you mean. If you got bumps, those can be evaluated because, I mean, if you're talking about, they could be tumors, they could be cysts, they could be just fat bumps. So,
yeah.
But next time you're at your vet, you need to have those evaluated.
Okay.
And
Walter still doing the $20 bath?
Walter's his little fingers are all shriveled up from doing so many baths.
Because my two white ones need attention, you know.
Yeah, we're ready for you. Just bring them on down. We could use some more hair around here.
Yeah, I bet you could. I'm thinking of seriously taking dog hair because I actually looked this up because I'm a nerd. You could take dog hair and make sweaters.
Okay. Like an Angora sweater.
Oh, yeah.
It's warmer than wool.
Oh. And took some hair and made it. So they've got a ring with dog hair in it.
Because you could get free supplies. I just come to your office and sweep.
Yeah.
That's all I need. Hey, listen, your house, too. Hey, hang in there. Get some sleep with the new babies coming. How do people find Dr. Todd Likens?
Hey, they can call us. We're at 355-PETS or 586-PETS, and we're on the Internet. We're everywhere. Just yell, I'll hear you.
Yeah, I bet you will, because you're not sleeping, so you're up. Todd, thank you.
I'm up.
Always a pleasure, buddy. I'll be by. Thank you, bud.
All right, see you guys.
That's Todd Likens, Pet Pro, Madison Kirby Champagne. You go in, it's a veritable zoo.
And by the police station in Mahomet.
There's about 7-8 that come to work every day, and it's just a riot.
Mm-hmm.
Just eye contact.
As soon as you walk in,
yeah.
You get greeted with the dog alarm.
Yeah, you have to love those dogs more than you hate that hair, because it's just part of the dog deal.
That's right.
And it's you know, they're just amazing animals. I mean, way calmer than a golden.
Mm-hmm.
They're registered as golden, but they're English cream, and it's amazing. I can get eye contact with the dogs; just stare at me. So I'll pretend I'm doing a speech, and they just look. And so, welcome to Doggy Motivation Camp today. We talk about your bark. Let's just talk about how you feel. And they just look at me. Then I hand them pot roast. And then they're really, really happy.
Exactly.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, it's looking like it could be hot today. We've got a high of 87 expected. And then the rain will come in. 77 the high tomorrow. But then Thursday and Friday with the sunshine, we've got a high 57 and a low around 37 in the evening. Fall is on the horizon.
I don't even know what to wear. What does that mean?
Find the light jacket.
But it's not the big parka yet, right?
Not the big parka.
Okay, because that would be really...
And 60 on Saturday for the Illinois-Purdue game at 2:30.
But awesome. By the time you get done, it's night.
Yeah. So, sweatshirt around your
but
waist.
But not the big parka.
Not the big parka.
I'll really look out of place for that one.
We're currently at 70 on ESPN
93.5. Come on. They got me into this whole darn OJ's thing.
Right.
Man, they just
and remember
so
when Trump
many.
Had this as his
did he?
Theme for, it wasn't an intern show.
Can I tell you that the guy that we talked to that did the sculpture on the north side of the I Hotel?
Money, 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 money.
He's a U of I grad, art and design. He was a gamer. He did, like, board games and wrote Trump the Game and The Apprentice Game.
The Apprentice, yes.
He wrote that. This is a U of I guy that wrote that program, Jeffrey.
2004 to 2007.
Was it Jeffrey Breslow?
Okay,
he was on
yeah.
last week.
Yeah.
And he talked about his meeting with Trump. And Trump, it said, it's not about winning and losing. It's about winning was the title, and he just loved it. He just loved that.
Okay.
And then he said, the meeting, he said, lasted 10 minutes. It was right to the point. What are we going to do?
Uh-huh.
What do you got?
Uh-huh.
And then he said, would you sign three pictures? And he said, sure. And he just started signing. He said, these are for the presidents of Milton Bradley and Toys R Us, all these other.
That's right, where he worked as a toy designer.
And Donald Trump loved that, too. He said it was real smart.
Okay, good.
All right, we'll be back. Stand by. It is Tuesday, ESPN 93.5.
Their music has moved millions. The world-famous OJs in concert. Saturday, October 13th, 7:30, the Virginia Theater in Champaign. The OJs.
What they do.
Tickets on sale now at the Virginia Theater box office or online at thevirginia.org. The OJs. Presented by the Champaign Park District.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda